KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy
trails to you. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today we're looking at some very cool projects, and joining Emily Sinkhorn and myself, we have got Art Reeve, the Deputy Director of Public Works for the county, and also we have Tony Sgetti, who is the Deputy Director of Engineering. Good morning, all!
Morning.
Good morning, indeed. Good morning, indeed.
Good morning, Election Day.
Good morning, Election Day. That is right. That is right. I have not gotten out to vote yet, but that's because I get here before the polls open, so I'll be doing that a little bit later on. So, thank you all for coming on the show today on this very, very busy day. So, I guess the first thing we should take a look at is Foster Avenue in McKinleyville.
Or maybe we can start at McKinleyville Avenue in McKinleyville.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a new safe route along McKinleyville Avenue north of McKinleyville High School. And Tony and Art were both a big part of this project. And so this is kind of at the intersection of Murray Road and McKinleyville Avenue. So how was the need for a safe route here, you know, really identified?
I think it was identified through the through one of the task force meetings, the Safe Routes to School task force meetings, and just local input. It was a very narrow section of McKinleyville Avenue with a lot of pedestrian traffic.
Certainly, because students are walking from the neighborhoods north of Murray to get to high school and Morris School. And this was a really narrow area and kind of really no shoulder, no sidewalks. And so it was great that the county really was looking at this as an opportunity. And then you started looking at kind of some innovative designs for how to perhaps make a walking facility on such a narrow rural roadway. So what is the design that you came up with, and kind of how does this sort of fit in the context of McKinleyville?
Yeah, once again, at the Safe Routes to School Task Force meeting, that Emily, you presented some findings from a national conference that you went for too?
Yeah, I came back from the Safe Routes to School National Conference and have presented some of the key things that I felt like I learned from other rural places across the country. And one was some innovative things that the county of Kauai, the island of Kauai, was doing.
Yeah, I remember that slideshow and seeing that that multi-use trail or path that they put, where you combine both the bike lane, directional, and pedestrian lane, bi-directional on one side, and then with the Sharro on the other. And it looked like a great fit for McKinleyville Avenue.
Yeah, it seemed like you were able to really provide a space for walking with kind of a lower cost, because there's not a curb and sidewalk involved, which are great, but really add a lot of expense. And maybe that wouldn't really fit what, you know, neighbors would like to see. So it's,
right. And also that extra width for the other bike lane and the right-of-way that it would require to purchase.
Yeah, great. And so there was, you know, outreach done within McKinleyville, and that was all pretty positive about this design, right?
Yeah. You know, an interesting fact, I was talking to the McKinleyville maintenance foreman, Daryl, and he said that when he was in high school, he walked that section of McKinleyville Avenue, and that it was a real honor to be able to make the improvements there.
Oh, that's really, yeah, that's really
neat. Yeah.
And you made this happen pretty quickly. You know, the county included this design in a grant application, and you know, usually if that was successful, it'd be kind of years out. But you made this happen pretty quickly. So how did that happen?
You know, that was the work of Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. He used the Measure Z monies. He appropriated the Measure Z funds to do these improvements. In the meantime of getting that grant approved, so it was a stopgap to make the road safer.
Yeah, that was. I mean, that I was very impressed. Sometimes, like often, road projects take a long time, and like so quickly, you were making it happen.
Yep.
So, have you received any other feedback, kind of so far?
You know, in our world, no news is good news.
Yes.
When we were out there working on it, all the local residents using it were excited about the improvements, and literally I have heard nothing. So, which is good news in my field.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Well, hope people can check it out on McKinleyville Avenue north of Murray Road. Awesome.
And one thing that was mentioned just before we hit air is that there is some road painting that is about to happen today, right?
Yeah, the Central Avenue Safety Project. We are in the process of painting the green bike lanes today. Should be happening right now as we speak.
Fantastic. Well, a good day for it. That's lots of sunshine out there. So. Good day to be putting those lanes in, and I've seen those in other towns around California, and they really are a terrific demarcation of a bike lane.
They really stand out. There's no doubt to both motorists and pedestrians, bicyclists, that those are four bikes.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, great. So that is part of one of the last remaining pieces of the Central Avenue Improvement Project. And it's been great to see additional pedestrian crossings and other kind of turning lane improvements along Central Avenue. And that project was a long time coming, and the green bike lanes are going to be some of the first in the county that are really going to be around for a while.
Yeah, we received safety grant funds to make some safety improvements on Central Avenue. And so far, so good.
Yeah, great. Well, a lot has been happening in McKinleyville. And we can probably kind of switch gears to Cutton area now. And there's a lot of projects planned kind of along Walnut, the main kind of through street in Cutton. And the first of those is a traffic signal at Walnut and Fern, right in downtown Cutton, right by Murphy's. So how was the need for that signal determined by the county?
You know, my predecessor, Chris Wortworth, he began that project, and from what I remember and what I've looked up, I believe former supervisor Jimmy Smith spearheaded that. He got the citizens together, and we put in an application to the California Transportation Commission to install a signalized intersection. And the reason that signal meets the warrants there at that intersection is for pedestrians.
Absolutely.
For the number of pedestrians across Walnut Drive.
Yeah, I've lived in Cutton now for 3 years, and I've seen now several different accidents and a lot of pedestrian versus vehicle accidents right there at that intersection. So I think that is definitely warranted.
Yeah, I've had some mixed reviews. Some people are worried that it will impede their commute in the morning and evenings. Well. But I think the side street there is the traffic is low enough that we'll see mainly green on Walnut,
sure.
Other than the times that pedestrians need to cross.
Now, speaking of Fern, and you probably cannot speak to this, but having lived in the area, there was some improvement on Fern. I guess it was putting in a drainage, but I was having the hope that it was actually going to go through to Fern on the other side. Is there ever any plan for that to put Fern actually through?
That's a good project. We received funds from FEMA to replace a culvert that was damaged during the earthquake. We didn't have the environmental clearance at the time to put in a trail, but that was my goal originally, was to put a pedestrian trail through there at that time. Permitting agencies, however, didn't agree, and that we would need to have the environmental document that we were using to replace the culvert wasn't sufficient to also add a trail through the area there.
Well, we can keep our eye on that as a future project then, perhaps.
That would be a great one. Great one for the Cutton community.
Absolutely. Yeah. It would take a lot of burden off of Holly. That is for sure. Alrighty. And are there other things that are happening on Walnut? It's a project.
Yeah. Well, I was curious what the timeline is for the signal, and then to talk about kind of the next project at Walnut and Holly.
So right now we've awarded the construction contract to Wallen Construction. There's quite a long lead time to order all of the pole arms and all the equipment for the signal. I think the pole arms come out of the Midwest, manufactured. So those have to be manufactured after we award the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we're anticipating a construction begin date in February.
Okay, it's not too long.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what about what's happening at Walnut and Holly?
Well, there's, as a lot of Humboldt County roads have come into use, they started small, and now they're carrying larger and larger volumes of cars. And there's that curve there at Holly that really isn't a curve, it's an angle point, and mm-hmm. it's difficult to negotiate at different times of more like in the evening hours. So the county is going to restripe that intersection, bringing the fog line through the intersection, a broken line through on the would be the southbound lane,
mm-hmm.
and also removing parking from the west or the east side of the road and kind of shifting the whole curve over a little bit and relaxing that radius a little bit in hopes to make it more negotiable for the motorists.
That's probably a good idea. I know that as at least a temporary move that some of these plastic pylons have been put into the asphalt there to help negotiate traffic, but every time those plastic things get put up, they get knocked right down. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, and one of the local residents there said that they sound like gunfire when cars run over them.
Oh dear.
There. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, so I'd say that probably is definitely in order there. Now let's move to Arcata and Foster Avenue.
Okay.
All right, Art.
Finally, I woke up. All right.
Art, thank you so much for joining us. So I know you had a lot to do with the speed reduction there on Foster.
Yeah. Well, what happened is prior to the beginning of school, some concerned parents requested that the speed limit be put on Foster Avenue because at the moment it doesn't have a speed limit. And so in the county, when there's no speed limit, basically you could drive 55 miles an hour, but really basically is you have to obey the basic speed law and drive at a safe speed. But there really it wasn't a limit to the speed that you could drive. So we waited until their school started. It's a charter school, which started about the second week of September. And then once it began, we did a a engineered traffic study, and we actually came up with a speed limit of 25 miles an hour, which we took to the Board of Supervisors to approve an ordinance, and they approved it. And last week, it went through the board one more time because it has to go through twice, and then a month later, the ordinance is effective. So, in a month from now, it should be able to be patrolled by the Highway Patrol as effective 25 miles an hour, and that's just from Q Street up to just past James Road.
Yeah, well, that's great. I really, again, want to commend the county for how quickly you did that traffic study.
That was pure luck.
Well, I don't know. You made a really great effort, and it really shows that when schools and parents and neighbors and community members kind of come together with a concern, that there are ways to kind of address that. And, you know, by reducing speed limits, our hope is that overall that speeds will be slower, and we know that pedestrians and bicyclists, you know, vulnerable users on the roadway, are a lot safer when speeds are lower, and there's a lot less chance of severe injury and a lot more reaction time available to drivers by going slower. So especially around schools, since we're talking about the Fuente Nueva school area. So it was great that this happened so quickly, and again, Art, you've been kind of really looking at speed limits at county schools or schools throughout the county. And so it's great that in the last couple years, you've really kind of helped reduce speed zones around schools. I think that's going to make a big difference for safety.
And Art, I have a question for you. Since this was not posted as a speed limit, basic speed law comes into effect, and it's determined as whatever is safe, which is pretty vague. Do you have any information as to what the average speed limit was on that section of Foster?
Actually, before we did the speed study, and again, we waited until school started so that there was traffic. I really can't tell you. I know that there was probably some times when kids were probably driving way beyond 55 miles an hour.
Wow.
At some point, there were some accidents at the corner there at Q. You know, where you make the turn into into Arcata. We tried putting a system of those dots that we put up over by the fairgrounds, to which basically you would say wakes the driver up, makes them aware that they're coming into something. And we did that probably a couple hundred feet before you got to the corner of Q, and that seemed to digress the accidents that were happening at that turn there.
Okay. And
let's just say that the speed limit was probably, at some point, there could have been cars going way beyond 55 miles an hour, or at 55.
Wow.
It's a straight road.
So the new speed limit of 25 taking effect in about a month, you said?
Yeah, a little less, about 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks, fantastic. That will definitely improve safety there, no doubt about that.
Plus it makes the school district qualify for a school zone speed, which is basically the first 500 feet, 15 miles an hour, while children are present.
Got it. Alrighty. Well, we are pretty much out of time. Emily, is there anything we need to touch on before we wrap?
No, this was just great to talk about kind of all the proactive projects that are happening. Kinderville and Cutton and in the Arcata Bottoms. So thank you very much,
Absolutely.
Tony and Art.
That's right. All right, Art Reeve, thank you. And Tony Sagetti, thank you as well for taking the time to talk today on Happy Trails. Really appreciate that. And Emily, as always, thank you so much for pulling all this together. Terrific talk this morning. Lots to go over. Alrighty, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.